5:10 on Drive Time Lincoln. It is 54 degrees in Lincoln. 54. Keep that in mind. Let me check our max here. 57 was the max temperature we have had so far in Lincoln today. Well, at least here at the broadcast house. The airport temperature is official for Jack's 60-degree guarantee. So we'll check in. We will check in later today to see if he may be having to walk quite a ways across the city of Lincoln. Details on that coming up. But it's been quite a trip around the state of Nebraska over the last 10 days for our next guest, who has been in Nebraska for a while now, after accepting the job as University of Nebraska System President. And it's great to have with us for the first time in that capacity. We had him on way back when he was a finalist for the job. But now that he's on the job, it's great to have Dr. Hank Bounds, the NU president, with us today on the Liberty First Credit Union Hotline. Dr. Bounds, welcome to Drive Time Lincoln.
I'm delighted to join you.
It must for you have been kind of a whirlwind over the last 10 days, traveling as much of the state as you did. I saw on Twitter just about every turn you were in a different town. How much of the state did you get to last week?
So we drove about 1,500 miles from Sunday around noon until Friday night. I guess we drove back into Lincoln about 10 p.m. 20 different communities, about 45 stops from Nebraska City to Scotts Bluff and Chadron, one really large loop, and lots of great meetings to talk about the future of our state and our great university.
45 places that you visited around Nebraska. For anybody who knows anything about the University of Nebraska, we know there are not 45 campuses out there. Why was it important for you so early on in the job to meet with just members of the Nebraska community, with Nebraska residents who may have no direct ties to the university right now?
Sure. So, you know, not being from Nebraska, I felt like I needed to spend some time around the state on a couple of our campuses. I spent some time at UNK and at Curtis. I spent some time on most of our research facilities across the state. I also spent time in K-12 high schools, on community college campuses, on state college campuses, at Rotary clubs. I wanted to really get a sense of the entire state. I've heard so much about the differences, the diversity in the state from one end of the other. I've heard so much about the 500-mile campus. And you know, Kevin, you can only read so much and understand it. You know, trying to explain, so for example, what the Sandhills are like is, in many ways, trying to explain what the Grand Canyon looks like. You really can't understand it until you see it. I felt that I needed that perspective to be able to have meaningful conversations as I go into the next, you know, several months in terms of trying to learn about this state and the needs of the state. And so I felt it was important to speak to faculty and researchers and administrators, but I felt it was also important to have conversations with Nebraskans who aren't directly connected with the university, because this is our university, whether you are completely associated with it or not.
Hank, when we talked back during the process of filling the position that you now hold, I asked about the Regents meeting that you had. I went back and listened to the audio today. You weren't throwing out new ideas, but it seemed like you were impressed with what Nebraska already has to offer. As you have come into this position now, and just a little bit on the job, and the observations that you've made after accepting the position, do we do a good enough job here in Nebraska of selling what we do well?
Well, you know, we are doing really amazing work in the state. And I would, if I do have a criticism, it would be that we don't do a very good job of telling our story. And so, you know, I think you have to understand it completely before you can tell it. And I met with leaders from each of the campuses today and said to them, we've got to figure out how to do a better job in order to tell the University of Nebraska story. It's amazing work's going on, but you know, the really good news is that the best days are ahead of us. We have we're really good, but as good as we are, we have so much more potential.
Now, it's not something that you'll have to do on day one, but even before you officially took the post last week, we had the announcement of, I don't want to call it retirement because he'd still like to be part of the faculty and teach, but UNL Chancellor Harvey Perlman will be leaving that post, not this year, but next summer. As you look forward to your vision for what the University of Nebraska can be, how much weight do you put on that position so early on in your tenure here?
Well, you know, it's a big change. You know, Harvey Perlman has been there for a long time. He's done really good work, 14 years now. Lots of changes have taken place under his guidance. And so we'll have to be really careful about how we move forward. So the first thing that I think really has to happen is I have to really understand first the challenges and opportunities that the UNL campus faces, and then understand sort of the hopes, dreams, and aspirations of faculty, staff, and other constituency groups so that we can put together a profile of the skill set that the next leader needs to possess to really continue moving us down the road toward, you know, more and better progress.
Innovation Campus is a big deal for Lincoln here. And I know it's not necessarily a university-wide project, but I'm sure it's one that can benefit all arms of the University of Nebraska. And we did have an announcement yesterday with earlier this week with the first international tenant coming to Innovation Campus. As you look at items like that, or the Water for Food Institute, or the Buffett Cancer Center that's going up at UNMC, I mean, there are so many advances that are going on right now. Have you started to put together a vision for the University of Nebraska system, or are you still in the process of taking everything in?
Well, you know, I'm as you mentioned earlier, on day 10. And so I'm not quite there yet. But, you know, I should say that, you know, Innovation Campus is obviously important to Lincoln, but it's important to the state of Nebraska. It's important to the UNL campus, but it's also important to every campus. I think that the opportunities there to create collaborative relationships between and among the campuses and the private sector are really unlimited. The institutes that have been stood up that you mentioned earlier, whether it's, you know, Water for Food or Early Childhood or Rural Futures, really are differentiators for our university. We've got to figure out how to best use those to make a difference for Nebraska and for our nation. I've said to people all week last week that I wanted to go to a place where not only could I make a difference, but I could, you know, think about changing the world. And so, you know, I've talked a lot about population growth over the next 30 years. So if you think about all the history of mankind, we have about 7.2 billion people on this planet currently. Over the next 30 years, we're going to grow 9.6 billion, so a dramatic change in population. And what that means in terms of how we conserve water resources, how we produce dramatically more food with the same amount of water, is going to be critical for our children and our grandchildren. And we need to move with a real sense of urgency to try to figure out some of those issues. And so, you know, I think there are real opportunities for Nebraska to make the U.S. a better place for our children and grandchildren. Nebraska has lots of rural areas. In rural areas, it's oftentimes difficult to deploy really good educational services or really good health services. Well, we have rural places all across this country. The same holds true for urban environments. And so it's a really good laboratory in terms of figuring out how to best meet the needs of citizens in our state and then taking the information learned and applying it across, you know, on a national level.
Dr. Hank Bounds is with us today on Drive Time Lincoln. He's the new president for the University of Nebraska system. Officially started on the job last week after a big tour of the state last week. He's joining us here on Drive Time Lincoln today. And Dr. Bounds, I know that you were out at the Haymarket Park yesterday, throw out the first pitch for the Husker baseball game. And I'm I'm curious what you think about, coming from where you did in Mississippi, if there is, with Husker baseball, Husker football, UNO hockey, which was so successful earlier this year, UNK has some successful programs out in Kearney. Is there as much of, or have you been surprised with as big of the roar around athletics here in Nebraska directly related to the university system compared to where you came from in Mississippi? Have you been surprised at all?
No, well, honestly, I was surprised when 77,000 people paid to watch a practice on a Saturday afternoon. I mean, that doesn't happen in many places, and I just think it speaks to how passionate people in this state are about their university. If you couldn't get excited about the university last week, or if you couldn't get excited about the university when UNO made it to the Frozen Four, if you walk on the campus at UNK and can't get excited, or if you go to UNMC and look at what they're doing around infectious disease and cancer research, and the list goes on and on and on. You know, I don't know what you have to do, what has to happen to get you excited, but people are clearly passionate about this university. They love the university. They turn out and support the university. You know, I saw that kind of support from the public sector. You haven't observed cuts in higher ed like most states have. The private, the philanthropic nature of this state. I mean, the campaign for Nebraska was unbelievably successful, and so it's so good to be at a place where there's one university with multiple campuses, where people just absolutely get in line to find a way to help the university be supportive, and it's a good place to be right now, that's for sure.
Hank, we'll have many, many more times to talk over your tenure, I'm sure, for years and years and years here on KLIN. Thanks for joining us, and we're glad to have you in Nebraska.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
Dr. Hank Bounds, he's the president of the University of Nebraska system, and this is 10th day on the job with us here on Drive Time Lincoln. And by the way, 10th day on the job for Dr. Bounds. Tomorrow on Drive Time Lincoln, we'll be talking with the governor, who just this week passed his 100th day on the job. So, yeah, there have been a lot of changes atop the leadership at both the university and state government, and we're doing our best to keep everybody informed about what everybody else is doing here on Drive Time Lincoln. We've got more to come. It's 5:22, 55 degrees in Lincoln on KLIN.